little cum crush. I just couldn't stay away. I can't stop thinking about our last time together when you let me put those wild, wild images into your head. Both of your heads. And I spun you through that sweet selection of surreal sensation, building you up beyond what you thought you could endure until you came on command like an overflowing cum fountain. Well, this time, I want to push you further. Further and bigger and longer and more. So I've been thinking, if you will give me your consent, I'd like to try a new experiment. Another deep dive into the depths of your imagination. I would never ask you to do anything you don't want to do. But the very fact that you're here, that you summon me back to you, lets me know that you trust me. You do trust me, don't you? You can tell me you trust me by saying it out loud or thinking it in your head or even just nodding. Tell me. Tell me you trust me. That makes me so very happy. Happier than I can tell you. But I do think I can help you feel it. You are going to feel it in a very, very powerful way. Let's start here. If you have any clothes on, I'd like you to remove them. They'll just get in the way. And I want you to be completely relaxed and unrestricted by anything. I would like you to lie down in a bed, preferably, right in the center. If you want to rest your head on some pillows, that would be just fine. And there's no reason to beat around the bush here. You know where all of this is headed eventually. You know that by the time we're done, you're going to come, and it's going to feel so good. I'm going to make sure that you come long and hard and uncontrollably. That's what a good cum fairy does, after all. And I am a very good cum fairy. When it's time for you to come, you're going to use your own hands. So make sure that you have everything you need nearby. Maybe your favorite lube or a towel or really whatever feels most comfortable when you wrap your fingers around your hard cock and stroke and stroke and stroke until your balls pump out all of that perfect milky nectar. I'm going to take you there soon, but not quite yet. Right now, my eager partner in cum crime, I'm going to ask you not to touch yourself at all. I know that might be hard. In fact, I'm hoping it'll be very, very, very hard. Keep your hands by your side, legs out in front of you, open just a little bit. Perfect. I want you to be as relaxed as possible. I mean, relaxed. Now that you're lying down and comfortable, if you haven't already, I would like you to close your eyes. Can you do that? Good. You might notice that the longer your eyes remain closed, the more they want to stay closed, and the more difficult it is to open them. Do you notice that? It's like they want to stay closed, just so you can take in everything I have to say. Now, a few things before we really get started. Listen closely because this is important. You are in control here. I'm going to be guiding you, and I would love it if you follow my suggestions, but you are the one in charge. If I ask you to lie still, but you have an itch on your arm, go ahead and scratch that arm. I've already asked you to close your eyes. But if you reach out your hand to grab your lube and can't quite find it, it is absolutely okay for you to open your eyes and look. You are in control. You are in control. However, I would like to ask you to allow me to take up just a little bit of space in your personal willpower. I promise I'll be good. And I promise I'll be good for you. I'm going to ask you if I may come into your mind, and I would like you to respond either in your head or out loud. Yes, Giselle, please come in. That's all you need to say. Yes, Giselle, please come in. Ready? I'm going to ask now. May I come in? Thank you. I know that you're placing a lot of trust in me, and I take that very seriously. I trust you too. Now, let's get a little bit more relaxed. I want you to breathe with me, in and out slowly through your mouth, like this. Yeah, doing good. Very nice. Keep breathing like this. Good. Now let's change things up just a little bit. I'm going to ask that you breathe in through your nose for a count of three, and then hold it for a count of three, and then exhale through your mouth for a count of three. I'll do it first so you can hear what it'll be like. Inhale, two, three, hold, two, three, exhale, two, three. Just like that. Breathe with me. Inhale through the nose, two, three, hold it, two, three, good. Exhale through the mouth, two, three, good. You can feel yourself relaxing more and more with each breath. Now again, in through the nose, two, three, hold it, two, three, out through the mouth, two, three. Wonderful. Keep breathing like this. Inhale, hold, exhale. Don't worry about counting. The rhythm is what's important. Slow. As you're breathing in, feel the air fill your lungs. Feel them really take in your breath. And as you hold it, feel your lungs expand to contain that breath until you release it. And it feels so good. So relaxing to release that tension. Keep going. Inhale. Fill your lungs up more and more. Feel your stomach rise. Hold it. And exhale. And all of that tension just leaves your body. One more time. And this time, imagine that you're not just taking in air from the outside, but a calm, warm, peaceful energy, like a glowing light. Inhale and feel your lungs fill up completely with that warmth. So peaceful. Hold. And when you exhale, all of the remaining tension in your body will go out with your breath, but the warm light stays inside. Exhale. The tension leaving your body. So good. Once more, take in that warm light. Exhale all the tension. Very, very good. Keep breathing like this. And we're going to go a little deeper. This time, as you inhale, instead of feeling that warm energy filling your lungs, I want you to bring it deeper inside of you, below your lungs, past your hips, and down into your balls. You can feel them getting warmer. Take that light from the outside world. Feel it travel through your body and into your balls. We're going to replace all of the breath in your body with that warm, glowing, peaceful energy. Take it in. Breathe that energy and light into your body. Feel it take up space in your balls. And exhale. Your breath carries all of your tension away, and the energy begins to expand into your body, radiating from your balls into your thighs and your hips. Roll your hips and feel them get warmer. Breathe in some more of that energy. Feel it enter your balls and then spread out further into your legs and up into your stomach. You're starting to feel so warm and fuzzy from the inside. Good. The next time you take the energy into your body, you know where it's going. That's right, directly to your balls. But this time, it's going to stay there, and it's going to make them bigger. Ready? Here we go. Inhale, bringing that energy into your body, down through your chest and into your balls. Spread your legs a little wider. You need to make some room for your growing balls. And as you spread your legs, feel your balls swell up a little bit bigger than they were just a moment ago. That feels so good. Let's do that one more again. I want you to inhale even deeper. I want your balls to grow the size of big, ripe, juicy melons. Ready? On the count of three, you're going to inhale. Here we go. Three, two, one. Inhale. Feel that energy rush through your body, down to your balls, blowing them up even bigger now. Spread your legs a little wider to accommodate your new, big, heavy balls. I love this. I want to see them do that one more time. You're going to feel so good. Ready? We're going to inhale one more time on the count of three. Big, deep breath in 3, 2, 1. Inhale. Yes. Feel your body bring that heat inside of you. Feel it travel down to your cantaloupe-sized testicles and make them even bigger. Spread your legs. They're as big as basketballs now. So big and round, and ready for me to fill them up with cum. Feel your balls start to get warmer as they burble and churn and produce more cum than they've ever produced before. They look so full. But we're just getting started here. That warm glowing light, that beautiful sexy energy is swirling around in your balls, your hips, your thighs, your stomach. And I want you to think about that energy. Feel it as it swims and glides and waits for your instruction. You can control this energy. You can shift it any place you like. Try it now. Take all of that excess energy and focus it all up into your cock. You're going to make your cock just as big and as round as your balls. And then we're going to get really fancy. But we start here first, okay? Okay, here we go. Move that energy into your cock. Feel it swell and get thicker and more plump and round. Lovely. Just like that. Three basketballs between your legs. Two of them filled with just so much cum sloshing around, waiting for the moment it gets to burst upward. And sitting on top of your giant balls is one basketball-shaped cock that I just know wants to grow some more. It does, doesn't it? You can feel it practically begging to grow into a thick, long shaft. So, do it. Use your mind. Start to feel that thick, thick cock stretch upwards. That's it. It's growing slow and steady, stretching up, still as thick as a basketball, but getting taller. 2 feet tall, 2.5. Feel how heavy it's getting. It's pressing down in your hips the bigger it gets. And it's going to get bigger because you're going to make it bigger for me. Inhale one more time. Take in a big, deep breath of that glowing, glowing light and send it straight to your growing cock. Feel it grow. Yes. Stretching toward the sky. Bigger, 4 feet tall, more, 5 feet, 6, 7. Oh, it's so fucking big. And now it's time to see what this baby can really do. It's standing straight up, towering over you. It's so heavy and warm. You can feel the blood pulsing through the veins. It's an absolute monster, and it feels so good to know this cock is yours. I think we're going to need your balls to get even bigger, just to match that mammoth-sized cock of yours. Can you inhale some more of that glowing light for me? Inhale slow, now, and bring it into your balls. Feel them getting even bigger. Spread your legs more. Oh, your balls are so heavy. They're getting as big as beach balls. Beach balls full of the sweetest, stickiest, hottest load of cum you've ever felt, and it wants to race out of you. Ah, it's so good. Your cock is so big, so massively thick, standing 8 feet above your body. Feel it sway from side to side, pulsing and pulsing, begging to pump all of that delicious cum through the shaft. Your cock could blot out the light of the sun. And the head of your cock? I want to see the head of your cock grow even more, wider. I want it to extend, growing outwards. It's already 2 feet across. Let's see how wide we can make it. This time when you inhale, send that energy up your shaft and into the head of your cock, making it wider. Ready? Here we go. Inhale now. Good. And up the shaft of that massive cock into the head, and feel the head of your cock stretch sideways, outwards, 2 feet wide, 3 feet, more. Give me more. Inhale again. Feel that cock head grow for me. Yes, more. 3.5 feet wide, more. 4, 5 feet wide. It feels so good, and it feels so heavy. And oh, look at that. You can feel the pre-cum start to collect at the tip. It's pumping out faster now, flowing out and pouring over that giant mushroom of your cock head. More and more pre-cum flowing out, clear and sticky, running over your whole head and spilling over the side like raindrops falling off the edge of an umbrella. Feel those drops of pre-cum land on your legs, on your chest, drip, drop, and your balls are just about to explode. Yes, it's almost time. When I give you the command, your cum is going to positively erupt from your cock like a volcano, spewing out in long, thick ropes. Your cum will shoot up into the air and then fall back down to splashing your skin. You're going to feel the hot, silky, slippery globs splashing everywhere. And each splash will make you cum even harder. Your balls are going to pump out so much cum. You're so ready for this. So ready to cum for me. You're almost there. Just one more inhale for me. A very special one. Because this time, when you bring that energy into your body, I want you to feel your cock and your cum-filled balls keep their weight and their mass and their sticky gallons of cum, but they're going to compress themselves to fit perfectly into your hand so you can stroke yourself and cum for me. Ready? Here we go. Inhale, deep inhale. Feel your heavy cock and those hefty, horny balls return to you so you can wrap your hand around the shaft. Feel how fucking thick that is? Stroke yourself. Slowly. Feel the head of your cock in your hand. So fucking powerful. Keep stroking. Slowly. I'm going to count down from 3 to 0. And when I get to 0, you're going to come gallons out of that massive inflated cock for me. Stroke more. Stroke slowly. All of the energy you've breathed in, all of it is collecting inside your cum, and it wants to get back out. Slow strokes now. 3. Slow. Oh, it feels so good. 2. Slow strokes. You can barely stand it. Up and down. 1. Slow. Up and down. Slow. And 0. Come for me now. Slow strokes. Feel those huge balls pumping out all that cum. Stroking so slowly. Such sweet agony. All that cum. So good. Keep stroking slow. Your cum makes your cock so slippery. Breathe. So good. That was perfect. Absolutely divine. Keep your eyes closed. Breathe with me. In and out. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Is it any wonder why you're my favorite? Is it any wonder why I keep returning to you? And you can rest assured that I will return again. You come so good for this little cum fairy. There's no way I'm even close to being done with you yet. But until the next time we meet, I hope you'll think of me every time you breathe in and feel your cock swell up until it just can't hold back any longer.
Bye for now.